This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I cannot wait. We're going to be talking about one of my favourite subjects in the world, but I'll let you start this one off.
Look, this is a bit of a weird one now, because we're talking to someone who would usually be getting a break for me for this next, like,
I know,
and now that it's ISO.
I get paid a lot of money to keep you away from that household for 2 hours a week.
Usually I would get this person a bit of a break from me, someone who is here to simply just talk the shite, literally, as her book is called Whose Poo Are You? A Guide to Tiny Zoologists. It's my wife. This is very weird. Zoologist, anaquologist, Cleo Gatesfold.
Hello, hey, Cleo.
Hi, thank you, Tom and Jess.
We are so excited. Look, Cleo, I'll start off. So, number one, your book's about number twos. What inspired you? Yeah.
What inspired me? Well, I studied zoology at university and naively at the time wanted to save the orangutans, but I haven't saved any of them at all. I did, however, learn all about poo. It turns out zoology is all about poo, looking for it, identifying poo, and sometimes you poke it with a stick to see if it's full of grass versus bones. So you literally follow the poo clues to figure out which animals live in a place. And then I had a kid, and it turns out that kids love poo and talking about poo as well.
Do so they want?
They do. It felt quite logical to combine my knowledge of kids with my knowledge of poo.
Look, and it's so true what you said. Kids love poo. Now, I brought my children up in the bush, and every day we'd go out and we'd check what poo was around our place to see what animals had come through. And you actually can get quite technical. Like, you can tell the difference between what type of possums they are as well, just by their scat.
You sure can. And poking with a stick is a really good way, because one of them, it's a hard poo if you poke it with a stick. Another one is a soft poo. So brush-tailed possums are squishy, and ring-tailed possums have hard poos.
Oh, my God, this is disgusting. Look, I'm not into talking about poo, but I've got to say, your book is I'm really proud of you, babe. When you said that you wanted to publish a children's book about poo, I thought, yeah, sure, all right, that sounds great.
Yeah.
But what you've produced is truly, like, it's the shit. Yeah, you've really produced something quite, well, out there. Look, and it's not for down the toilet. It is brilliant. This book's, it's been getting some unbelievable reviews, you know, including a professor at UWA, University of West Australia, trying to get your book into some fancy early literacy programs. Can you tell us about the book's success at all?
Yeah, it's been a surprise, to be honest. I mean, I had a feeling in my bones that kids would love a book about poo. Mm-hmm. Turns out grown-ups love it too. So I'm hearing from families who planned a 20-minute walk down by the creek, but ended up down there for 2 hours with the book under their arm trying to find as many poos as they could. I'm liking to call that Pokemon Go these days. But on top of that, apparently kids are learning to read. They're just really interested in the subject matter, so they're keen to pick up this book and read it, and it's improving with their literacy. So that actually makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Oh, that's lovely. And I like it too, because I can spell poo. P-double-O.
Well,
it's easy. It's sort of good. No, look, let's all be serious. This book is all about Australian animals. It's made from 100% Australian and includes the printing and all that thing. So, you're such a little Aussie at heart. What happened to the orangutan?
I mean, they're still there. I'm coming, orangutans, don't worry. But for now, I'm focusing on the Australian poos. Well, no, the Australian animals who do poos. And no, it is exciting to have it 100% Australian made now. It's now more than ever, really. Was it a recession that was announced yesterday? So it's so important to support local makers and businesses. And I'm so pleased it's printed here in Melbourne, actually.
Oh, and that's so sweet. And yeah. I want to know about the wombat poo. It really is square. It's cube shaped.
It sure is.
It's cube shaped.
It's totally cube shaped. It comes out that way naturally. No one's squishing it into a cube.
That's bizarre. Do they have square bottoms?
No,
they don't. It's actually the musculature inside their colon that pushes the poos in two directions. And I believe factories are now looking into that technique for creating square-shaped packages.
Well, do you know, I can do that anyway. I can make, like, balloon animals with mine. Yeah.
Oh, my God, he has to. Look, you use our daughter for a lot of your inspiration. Do you think she'll hate you one day for this? Because you've got your comics and everything out there on Instagram. Do you think she's going to love you or hate you for it? Because I'm trying to get my points and see where I can go with it.
Yeah, look, right now she loves me, but she's six. And Pooh is rad. I don't know, when she turns 10, hard to say. I think it depends on what her friends say about me.
Oh, I can't wait until she's 16 and you turn up with your book to class and go, you remember, tell everyone your mummy wrote a book about scat? That's going to really go down well, let me tell you. But look, in all seriousness, what is next for you, Cleo? I mean, you're so busy. You're having to hold up a full-time job in this pandemic. You've got a lovely child and you've got that, adequate wife. It keeps you so busy in life. What's your next plans?
I actually have illustrated another book that's coming up. It's due to be released next week. But I didn't write that one. It was written by the illustrious Jessica Window.
Oh, okay.
I didn't tell
somebody. I'm telling you, people, you need to get a bloody hobby, buy TV or do something. You're producing too much.
I didn't tell Tom about this one, but this one, it will be lovely, but it'll be a bit weird because it is with me. It's about inclusion, and it's from our daughter's voice from the little animation we made. Look, Cleo, thanks for throwing that one in. That was not...
No problem.
You're a rat. But that you always do beautiful illustrations, so it is something I found quite interesting about you, because after 12 years, next week, we've been together, it's kind of nice to still be able to shoot the shit.
It's lovely. You know, I struggle... Still to this day, I can't stay in between the lines when I colour in. So do not ask me to help you do anything, Cleo. I can be emotionally support. I can pour the drinks, but I can't colour
in. I appreciate that.
Whose Poo Are You is the scoop on poop. It dishes the dirt on Australian native animals seeking fascinating zoological facts in the minds of kids, like broccoli blended in the bolognese. A spoonful of poop makes the science go down. The book is beautiful, colourful, informative for kids of as young as bubs through to eight, and you can get it
Children, it's for all people. Poo's That's in.
Exactly. Yeah. Poo is for all. Why would we stop at eight? Exactly. Look, you can get it at tuesday-books.square.site and check out Cleo's comics and illustrations on her Insta, and all her links are there at Cleo Gates Foal. That's like a baby horse with an E at the end. We'll be popping the links up on our socials. Thanks, babe.
Thank you, Cleo. And I am waiting for my autographed copy. Before you say anything, I've turned the microphone off. Thank you, Cleo. Bye.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.